Congratulations for reaching the last day of this challenge. You should be proud of yourself for making it to the end. How are things going so far? Have you been practicing the tools you learned? Are you diffusing your intrusive thoughts with whatever statements every time you have them? Are you accepting and allowing and embracing your anxiety? Are you responding to yourself with self-compassion? Have you found new ways to engage life without letting anxiety get in the way? If you haven't taken the time to practice these methods throughout your daily life, make it a point to start as soon as possible. Just listening to this challenge won't be enough. You have to actually put these strategies into practice. Learning this information is helpful, but to recover, you will have to embrace the discomfort. You will have to practice these skills every time you have an intrusive thought. Many people who follow the strategies given in this challenge experience some immediate relief. Once you change your response and stop feeding the thoughts, your relationship to anxiety will begin to change. But full recovery can take time. And I want to remind you one more time that your new response does not necessarily mean your thoughts will go away. Don't be discouraged by this. I know you're hoping for the intrusive thoughts to just disappear, and this does happen for many. Other people find that some of the thoughts remain, but they barely notice them anymore. They have little to no fear connected to them. Anyone can reach a place in which the thoughts are no longer bothersome. And this is a great place to be. From here, it's possible to live a life that is 100% good and full. Recovery is a process. Here's how it often happens. At first, you notice that your thoughts become less frequent. Instead of having them constantly throughout the day, they come and go and begin to lessen in intensity. As this happens, you notice that your general level of anxiety towards the thoughts decreases. They still bother you, but just not as much. At some point in the recovery process, you can expect to experience a setback. The thoughts may temporarily come back full force. This usually happens due to increased stress in your life. Or it can come out of nowhere for no clear reason. When this happens, don't be alarmed. This time you know what to do. You have a new toolkit to respond with. Embrace setbacks as opportunities for further growth. Each time you have a setback, consider the new things you have learned. Consider the new tools you have that will allow you to take your recovery to the next level this time. At some point, you will look back and realize that it's been several days or weeks since you thought about your anxiety. For a good period of time, the thoughts went away completely. Eventually, the length of time between thoughts will grow longer and longer, and for some people, they will go away for good. I feel so hopeful for you. Imagine what life will be like when intrusive thoughts are no longer a fearful part of your day. Imagine a life where anxiety doesn't stop you from anything. Imagine going about your day with less shame and less fear. Imagine how this will impact your family, your job, and your ability to enjoy life. Be persistent and keep going no matter what. Expect this to take time. Expect the odd setback. But most importantly, expect recovery. It will come to you if you don't give up. You're a good person. You are not your anxious thoughts. We're all rooting for you.